Yes, sir.
I wanted you to know that I just talked to Kleindienst and told him that I wanted him to tell the prosecutor, Neeson, or whatever his name is, and and Kleindienst totally agreed that this was, I wanted them to know that this was a national security investigation of great sensitivity, and that I, that the, none of the information had been there, but it was only presented just so that they would have it in their file, and that I would, you know, and I said, do everything you can to see that this is not something that comes out publicly.
Great.
At least I don't know whether it'll work or not.
Yeah, but, that's terrific.
I don't know whether it's terrific or not.
Well,
but,
the best that can be done.
But you can see, why, though, you could say that the lawyer was having a gun at their head.
Sure.
Sure, I think he had.
Yeah, I understand.
I think he put it out there solely for the purpose of, what Peterson told me, he says, I think he put it out there for the purpose of, frankly, blackmailing Peterson and, frankly, maybe the White House.
Hmm. Interesting. Well, then the best thing to do
what
is what he did. The very best.
We are not going to have any blackmail.
Right.
And,
did he give you any sort of a reading on timing on Dean?
God damn, he doesn't know.
I can see why if they're playing that kind of a game.
Yes. He's waiting for them to come to him.
Yeah.
See?
Yeah.
Sure. Oh, well, I might as well tell you, since you haven't talked to Bob yet, that Dean isn't involved in another one. He's probably going to call in the Vesco case. Apparently, it is alleged that Dean made a call on the Vesco case to attempt to quash an indictment. And they're going to call him in that damn thing.
Oh,
so he'll be up there before that grand jury, too.
What in the world did he do that for?
Probably because Mitchell asked him. I don't know. But, so there's that.
Absence
thing bias anything really?
Well, it depends on who you're talking to now. I think Connolly's about right on it. That it's not good, but it's also not as bad as the resignation. And
at least shows you're trying to do something.
That's right.
Basically, but not for you.
Well, in time. I think we have to contemplate that in due course it'll come, but it can't be premature right now.
No, we can't do it on the basis of what we got, but
that's it.
If something blew on the this thing of the...
Sure, or if the
Ellsberg.
If the interview with the U.S. attorney or something of that kind went bad, why,
that's right.
Sure.
That's right. That's all right, too, but right it is the leave of absence doesn't convict anybody.
That's right.
And also it provides the...
I'll tell you, I made a mistake in joining with Bob in retaining counsel.
I think you're right. Yeah, because your case is so different from him.
And
if
I can figure out some way of getting a little separation, I think it's wise to do.
Couldn't agree more. You've got to do it. You've got to do it because Bob, John, Fitch, you know, I love you both, but boy... together, you're in a hell of a lot more trouble
than
if you go separately.
That's true.
And I know your situation and what it is, and Bob's is more difficult.
It is different.
Bob's is a hell of a lot more difficult on two scores, let's face it. One, the whole business of whether he had information before. That, I don't think they can make stick because it's John. I think, you know, second, the money.
Yep.
The money specifically is going to be one son of a bitch.
Yep, it is.
Fred, we've got to face it. There's no way. You're getting launching Kalmbach and all that sort of thing. So this depends to a certain extent on LaRue, too, you know. LaRue, they're now trying to get the plea.
Mm-hmm.
He may
yeah.
plead, you know. I mean, look at the poor son of a bitch. I mean, he's... But you ought to go separately, and I would
pretty wide of that whole operation. The room thing, I don't.
Well, the only thing that you know that they claim is not the room thing, but is the call to Kalmbach.
Oh yeah. Well,
which you just
that my fellows say they can handle.
John, I think you can too. Good God, I mean that was purely simply humanitarian, basically,
and very perfunctory in the whole chain of circumstance.
Right. That's right.
Not approximate.
See, Dean's at you, basically, let's face it, is with regard to this whole national security area,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Well, I'm glad you did what you did.
Don't you agree, though?
Yes, sir.
National security area. But you mean like on letting, having Kleindies do this? Well, I didn't have any choice. He came in and says, I've got to do this, Mr. President. I'm sitting on this thing,
yeah.
And it's volcanic.
I understand.
I could have said, Dick, that's national security.
No.
Don't pass it on. But
no.
If I did, there's Dean's got another hammer at our head.
No, you're quite right.
I hope you don't disagree with
me. Oh, I don't. Not at all.
I had to think. My own view is, as I said, I have told Dick, call out there, as I just repeated it earlier. I don't know whether it'll do any good.
Mm-hmm.
At least the U.S. attorney will know that, by God, this national security investigation was, but it didn't produce anything.
Right. All right, sir. See you tomorrow.
Let us suppose this.
Yeah.
But just looking at it, with all the Barkov, if you can call Dean, then we'll go out there and he'll testify to this. He'll probably say that, well, he was doing it as he was working in Ehrlichman, under Ehrlichman's direction, etc. Right? Is that what he'll say? On the Ellsberg?
I don't think Dean can say that. They would have to get some other witness. They would have to get Liddy or Hunt or somebody.
Say that the...
Dean was not directly involved.
Was it?
No.
And how the hell does he know about this? This is hearsay.
Snooping over the fence.
Oh, I see. Oh, I see. He wasn't an actor.
No, sir.
Well, and there it is. He'll just go out and he'll do it in hearsay. So, if he did, though, say if that comes up, John,
well, that's just something we'll have to live with.
And we're not going to die over it.
No, that's right.
If they did, what would you say? Wouldn't you just...
Well, I'd say what is the fact that my connection with it was I authorized their travel, and I authorized them to go out and investigate Ellsberg. And among the things that were to be investigated, an examination of his medical records if that were possible.
Right.
Now, they chose a method that
you did not approve.
I did not approve.
Right.
When I heard about it afterwards, I disapproved of it.
Did you?
And
yeah.
My shortcoming, my failing, was in not bringing them to account on it, not just having them arrested on, you know, on
yeah.
On discovery. Since it was a
highly sensitive thing.
Area, why,
and you can also point out the Federal Bureau of Investigation at that time, how we can ever get that across, would not or could not, how do we say that? We all know why Hoover didn't do it.
Well,
but,
that'd be a part of that, I suppose, but I'd, I think I'll talk to Wilson about this in the morning just so that he's forewarned.
That's right.
And he can do some briefing on it.
Wait a minute, I don't think there's any, I can't say it's a legal thing here, do you? I mean, illegal.
Well, I don't, let's say, I don't either, but I don't know, you know.
No, well, for Christ's sakes, I mean, you didn't authorize any damn break-in or anything of that sort.
That's right, that's correct.
You had nothing to do with that. I don't mean that. I'm referring now to the public thing, John,
yep.
Rather than the,
yep.
No,
I
know, you didn't break the damn law, I don't mean that. I meant, these clowns did a lot of things that the, conducting an investigation in this matter, and authorize him to go to check with regard to this and that, if you know, and so forth. He did not know, and they did not know, and frankly, discovered it later.
Yeah, I was told about it afterwards.
That's right. So were you told?
Yes, afterward.
Yeah. And was he retained after that? I guess he was.
Not very long.
Yeah. All right. That's good. That's good. But let me say, there's nothing legal about it, and so forth. But but the other option for me to try to stomp on East and this fellow again, you know, and say, look, this is national security. You know, I did that tough from Camp David, and I think that's as far as I can go on that.
Well,
or do you agree?
I think so. I think you've done what you can and should there.
If I had told them today, look, you cannot use this information, and I think Dean then had another club to think.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Or do you agree?
Yep, absolutely. Absolutely. I think this is good.
Right now.
Opens it up, and it,
right now, we've got our...
Let's the fresh air at it.
Well, not only a fresh air, but, you know, an interesting thing is that Peterson's reaction to this, he says, and I'm so surprised, he says, you know, he didn't know about my... He didn't know at the time. I told him I'd talk to Kleinsman about what the talk was about. And he said, you know, he says, I think Dean's attorneys made a terrible mistake in putting this out to us. I mean, why do you think it was a mistake? He said, because they were trying to test us. They were trying to see if we got this information. They didn't think we'd use it. And they didn't... And they thought they would hold that over our heads that we had this information with regard to this illegal break-in and did not use it in the Ellsberg case. I think he has a good point there.
Yeah.
Or do you agree?
Yeah, I do.
And he said,
takes all the poison out of it by...
Yeah, takes the poison out. And also puts Dean in a position where he doesn't have that... where he can't say that, well, we stopped the investigation. We